Earlier today, I spoke with NPR correspondent Daniel Estrin, who is in Jerusalem. Daniel, can you tell us about the latest set of attacks?
Well, today we saw the deadliest single attack since the start of the fighting in Gaza. It took place overnight, and my colleague in Gaza described in the middle of the night hearing in central Gaza City these booms, these sounds that he's never heard before, a kind of boom, psh, boom, psh, and several multi-story homes collapsed on the same street. This was just a couple blocks away from Shifa Hospital, the main hospital in Gaza, and large extended families were trapped under the rubble. At least 37 people died. That number could rise, including 8 children and 13 women. Rescue teams are still digging under the rubble, searching for survivors. We spoke to neighbors in the area who said that the Israeli military did not call and warn them of this attack, as the Israeli military has done with other attacks. The Israeli military says that in this case, they were targeting underground Hamas infrastructure, and that infrastructure collapsed. And when it collapsed, that the foundations of the homes above it also collapsed. We have seen other strikes as well. The home of the top Hamas leader in Gaza, Yahya Sinwar, his home was bombed in an Israeli strike. All in all, Israel said that it has targeted so far 1,500 targets in Gaza. And Palestinians told me that overnight, the intensity of the bombings was something that they had never felt before in all the years that they've experienced these kinds of attacks and rounds of conflict.
And what about the Israelis, and how are they coping with the rocket attacks being launched at them?
Well, so far, Israel says that more than 2,800 rockets have been launched at Israel. This is the highest number of rockets launched ever in such a short period of time. As we speak, there are no new deaths on the Israeli side today from rocket fire, but a lot of air raid sirens. Towns along the Gaza border, Israeli towns, will hear the air raid siren, and then they have about 15 seconds to run to a protected area. In the Tel Aviv area, that's about a minute and a half that people have to run for safety. 90% of rockets have been intercepted midair, according to Israel. And that's because Israel has the Iron Dome anti-missile battery, which intercepts these rockets before they land.
Any idea how long this could last, or the progress of any ceasefire talks?
It appears that we're looking at days and not weeks. After yesterday's bombing of the Associated Press building, it seems to be that combined with the killing of a Palestinian family in an airstrike yesterday as well, led to more pressure to reach an immediate or ceasefire soon. Now, an official with the Palestinian Authority spoke with us and said that the U.S., Qatar, Egypt are all deeply involved in these negotiations, and they want a ceasefire quickly, immediately, but that Israel has asked for more time. Today, the United Nations Security Council has met, and most of those countries expected to push for an immediate ceasefire. The European Union has called an exceptional emergency meeting on Tuesday of EU foreign ministers. That seems to be kind of a deadline, putting a deadline in the sand, saying Tuesday is the day that we would not want to see any more fighting. And that could be a signal also to the U.S. to pressure Israel to wrap this up.
Daniel Estrin from NPR joining us from Jerusalem. Thanks so much.
Thank you much.